inner hall of life.
We come around, everything shut down.
I'm fucked up, mind gone. Bent off of that patron. Mind gone, I'm blown strong. Hella turn, I'm holding on.
Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating
from two
black polyamorous
women
living in New York City.
Yeah.
And we're 20-somethings.
Yes, we are.
I'm Sam.
I'm Sheika.
And we're Slam Pow Productions.
Slam Pow Productions.
Filmmaking duo and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look out for our stuff in the future.
Yeah, if you don't know us or if you're new.
You're about to.
Yeah, welcome. We're so happy to have you
about
here.
About to blow the fuck up. If you're listening and you'd like to live tweet Facebook, Instagram, or whatever the show, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHo Uprising. We have our Ho of the Week, and this week it is Rachel Bleep Nine. I won't say her last name, but that's her name on SoundCloud, and she's our Ho of the Week. Yeah, she's our 200th subscriber on SoundCloud.
It's just really important
to note your milestones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
we talk about a bunch of stuff on the show, and sometimes we talk about sad things,
yeah,
which is why we normally do trigger warnings, but it came to my attention from my lovely boyfriend, Kardeem, that you can't see trigger warnings on the SoundCloud app.
Okay.
So, we're just going to say the triggering things right before it happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works. Okay. I like it.
The song you just heard was Mind Gone by Superlative Sane and Diverse Concept, and we're looking for other independent artists like them. They're so cool and awesome to send in music for the show, and you can send that at ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Any genre.
Any genre. It's always hip-hop, but it can be something else.
It can be country. It can be blues. It can be
dance hall.
Yeah, yeah. So now on to Fuck That.
Fuck That.
That is our current events section. Tell you a little story here involving
the best story in the world,
a unnamed prostitute,
mm-hmm,
some sort of monkey, and a man. This week in Oregon, a man tipped a prostitute with a monkey. So it all begins with this 2-week-long investigation.
So stupid. What is happening?
So basically, in Oregon, this monkey from the zoo called Zany Zoo, maybe Zany Zoo, went
That's
missing.
That's already funny. Zany Zoo.
Zany Zoo is
so stupid.
This monkey
sounds like
named
Xanax Zoo.
Gooey.
No wonder it's weird.
It gets stranger. So Gooey, this monkey, went missing along with a laptop and some stolen Girl Scout cookie money.
And what type of monkey is Gooey?
Gooey is Galago.
Everything's funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gooey, Galago, Zany.
Like, so the cops, I don't know how they found out, but they like ended up at this like hotel area and found this unnamed prostitute,
mm-hmm,
who was like, yeah, I have the monkey. And she handed it over because apparently it's illegal to have exotic animals.
Mm-hmm.
And
did she call it in?
I don't think she called it in.
Okay.
Because it says they
were just
found
there.
Her. I don't know how they found her.
Maybe,
you know,
in the next motel room, someone was like,
I
sounds like
monkey.
There's a monkey in the next room. I heard that monkey's fucking missing.
Exactly.
I think it's having sex with this prostitute.
I'm going to be a citizen.
Exactly.
And help.
Exactly.
So it turns out that this gentleman, Nathan McLean.
Good old
who
Nathan
is
McLean.
Co-owner of Zany Zoo. Had sex with, paid for sex with this prostitute, and tipped her with this monkey. No one knows what happened to the Girl Scout cookie money or the laptop.
It's just like,
but, he was found just high on meth walking out of a porn store.
This nigga lives a crazy life.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I guess.
If he's co-owner of this Zany Zoo,
why would he just steal
is he
his
just
own
pocketing
monkey?
The animals?
He just takes
to
the
give
animals.
To prostitutes? What the fuck? And what kind of tip is that? I can't pay my rent with a fucking monkey?
I can't.
What?
I can't.
Last month.
Oh, sorry, Lucas.
Only the Galago. That's the only monkey I'll take.
The only currency I accept.
Exactly. Yen?
But
Galago.
Don't forget that there's always a dark side to these stories.
Oh, no.
His
trigger warning.
Nathan's wife, Abby.
Oh,
She's just very upset. She, like, started deleting him from, like, bank accounts and stuff. And she's just, like, on the Facebook page, she's like, he's no longer associated with this zoo. And,
very smart move.
Yeah.
How were they still in a relationship? This guy is walking around high on meth with monkeys in his
pocket.
Yeah. Like, when did she realize that something had gone wrong?
The question is, you know, did he come to the prostitute with the monkey while high? Or did he think of it while sober and be like, this is sufficient? Let me then get high.
Where was the monkey when he was with her?
And why did she accept the monkey?
Yeah, man, sure.
I'll take it. Maybe he was just very high. And
please take this. I need you to take this.
All right,
like,
man. All right, fine, okay. Just also, I'll take the money, thanks.
Yeah.
There's been an outpouring of support for Zany Zoo on Facebook. People are very sweet, saying, I'm so sorry this is happening, you know, sorry about this tragedy.
Wait, so what is this thing that you wrote?
Basically people are real sweet, and then there's this one woman who, she comes in to just punch people while they're down. This one person on Facebook said, I didn't support Zany Zoo before this, and won't afterward either. The vast majority of exotic animals you sell have no business being pets. Leave them in the wild where they belong and stop encouraging breeding of animals like dogs and cats by selling them in the store. There are enough homeless animals as it is. That's the reason I don't support Zany Zoo.
Wait, is this a
pet
store or a zoo?
I agree with what she said.
But just like, why that forum?
Exactly. Why after this family tragedy? Or at least, I don't even know if it's
kind of like vegans, because I think she's a vegan. She sounds like the type of person who would be a vegan. And how they always have to say they're vegan all the time.
Like,
I don't support
I don't support this place. Bitch, no one was asking you. It's literally an outpouring of support for this woman and the struggle she's going through.
Yeah.
So, bitch, I didn't support you before. I'm not supporting you after. Fuck you and your husband and your animals.
By the way, I'm a vegan. Let me eat some quinoa now.
Exactly. But quinoa is fucking delicious.
Shut the fuck up.
I love quinoa. It's great.
I told you, I'm beautiful.
She likes
poetry. I love myself. You know, I mean, you know, there's certain things that I think I was obsessive with, you know what I mean, in which, you know, I always have time to fix or whatever. But, you know, but the thing of it is that I think people think I did it because I had low self-esteem, but that wasn't the case. I think I did it because I was a little too vain, you know, at the time. So
trying
to be perfect. I'm a perfectionist.
A couple of days ago, I guess, Lil' Kim posted a selfie or a number of selfies.
A selfie collage.
Collage, is what it was.
There we go.
On her Instagram, and if you don't know Lil' Kim, she's a rapper, very good rapper, fell off a little bit, but over time, her face has been, like, getting lighter, and I think she's had, like, some nose surgery, higher cheekbones, higher eyes, and stuff like that, basically to give herself more European features. New eye contacts, new hair color. Every time there is a new Lil' Kim selfie, people always, like, react and, like, trash her on the internet and stuff like that, like, what the fuck happens to Lil' Kim's face? Somebody was like, Biggie is looking down in heaven like, who the fuck is this? Because, you know, he has that song. Who the fuck is this? Calling me at 6 in the morning, crack of dawn, and now I'm yawning.
Okay.
You still don't know.
No, once you got to
wipe
the
flow. Wipe the coal out my eye. But yeah, people always trash her. I guess this is the whitest that she's ever looked in the selfie montage.
She looked like a white woman, too.
She did look like a white woman. But then also, people have been kind of sticking up for her. I don't know if it's because we're just more feminist these days and
so
stuff.
So we happen to follow or people who are nice.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so a lot of people are saying, like, there are obviously reasons, societal reasons, as to why Lil' Kim would feel the need to do this to her face, and we should sympathize with her, and she might be going through mental illness struggles and such. But one thing that's circulating that I think is important to say, or important to, like, skim through, is this 2000 interview with Lil' Kim that she did with Newsweek, and she was basically just talking about her issues with self-esteem and how men in her life had treated her, and she was like, all my life, men have told me I wasn't pretty enough, even the men I was dating. And she'd be like, why are you with me then? Her dad put her down, apparently. And to this day, if someone says she's cute, she can't see it. And she said, I have low self-esteem, and I always have. Guys have always cheated on me with women who were European looking, you know, long hair type, really beautiful women that left me thinking, how can I compete with that? Being a regular black girl wasn't good enough.
Yeah. That's sad. I felt that way in, like, middle school, high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was around, like, mad white people's Long Island, you know? And, like, the people that I had crushes on never had crushes on black girls, you know, just never that way. So like, that's totally a real thing. And to be such a dick about somebody going through.
Yeah, it's what she's going like through. The type of people who would make fun of Little Kim for looking like that are the same type of people who would be like, I love light-skinned women.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Like, how do you not see your complicitness in that?
Totally. Or like, yeah, the whole good hair, bad hair.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, so too people dark. Were making really good comparisons towards how people like celebrated Beyonce's album Lemonade. So, like the line that Beyonce says,
"Better call Becky with the good hair."
Exactly. Like, so you're lauding Beyonce for calling out the fact that black men sometimes make black women feel inferior to white women, but in the same breath, you're like, what the fuck is wrong with Little Kim's face, though? Ha ha.
Yeah.
It's all stemming from the same place. They're just two different reactions.
Yeah, it's like you call out the oppression, but then you look at someone who's suffering from it and you
exactly.
insult them.
You can't just, like, big up Beyonce for calling it out.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta also sympathize with Little Kim for going the fuck through it right now.
Beyonce also goes blonde, too. You know, there's things, features of
Beyonce's mad light skin. I don't even think that Little Kim grew up in Brooklyn. I don't think that she had the same issue as you with just being around white people or whatever. I'm sure she was like, the guys were leaving her for like light-skinned black women and stuff like that.
Yeah,
the can't believe I said light-skinned, I'm sorry.
It's light-skinned-ed.
Light-skinned-ed.
That's what it is. But yeah, it's just the idea that, like, I don't know, it's closer to whiteness you are, the prettier you are, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
And just general thoughts about plastic surgery like that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to respect, like, you can do whatever you want with your body, you know? But I feel like in the ideal world where there is full body acceptance, racial acceptance, like, would people even feel the need to, like, what is there to fix if there's, everybody's, like, everybody is okay with themselves? Do you still, like, would there still be something to fix, you know? Like, if sagging skin was, like, people like, oh, yeah, old, you're aging.
Well, maybe the plastic surgery would just get really weird, like, this is creatively what I want my body to look like, or whatever.
I want to just remove an eye. Coming from my chin.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
But, so, yeah, I guess our sympathy goes out to Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
To focus on why she was unconscious, as opposed to the fact that she was unconscious, is to focus on her conduct in a way that I don't think is consistent with our values as a state.
Trigger warning for sexual assault.
Basically, Oklahoma sucks. Well, not all of Oklahoma. This
America sucks.
Law, yeah, there's been a lot of legislation being passed. Seems like a lot in the South.
What is up with that?
Has it
always been happening and we just...
And now we care because we have a podcast and we, like, we're always working out?
It just seems like there's something... Like, there's, like, four other stories that I was thinking about that just didn't make it to the cut, but
happening.
Yeah.
So basically, in Oklahoma, it is legal to, like, just oral rape is legal in Oklahoma so long as the victim is unconscious due to alcohol consumption or drug consumption. So if you pass out in Oklahoma and or you're very drunk and someone, like, forces you to have a blowjob with them and you don't remember it, that was not rape.
Happen, yeah.
That was okay. This happened March 24th. This was ruled. A boy, 17, assaulted a young girl, 16, hanging out with friends, smoking, drinking at some park. Girl got mad drunk, had to be carried into the car. And someone else was in there for a little bit, but then left, you know. And then the guy, 17-year-old, took her to her grandma's house. She had to go to the hospital. Her blood level was like 0.34. I don't know what the fuck that means on this scale.
Four times
the legal driving limit or whatever, blood alcohol limit. So she was like really, really drunk. But when she woke up, they were doing like rape tests on her. Rape tests is how much I know about science. Rape kits, there we go.
Wait, and why were they doing that? Did she feel...
I'm not sure. They didn't say if she felt something or said something. Maybe something looked off. Maybe she mentioned something. But they did. Maybe she just had jizz on her face. Because they said that they found the guys... I'm so sorry. Because they said that they found his DNA around her mouth and on her thighs. And I'm like, DNA, like, is spit? No, probably
no,
his
it's totally
semen.
His semen. But, you know? Like, so just the way you...
Sorry.
I was like, damn, is that me over there?
Oh, no. No, I have so much sympathy. This is, like, mad sad.
Yeah.
Yes. So I feel like the grandma probably noticed that something was not right here. Somebody
clothes
noticed.
Could have been ripped or something like that, because they also said they found semen on the back of her legs.
Exactly.
It's like, how did he even get there, you fucking pervert? Yeah, he's just coming all over the place.
Yeah, like forced her to have a blowjob. And so went to court.
How did he do that? How did he come from that?
He's a sick fuck.
Yeah, I feel like it's just the sheer...
You might just enjoy goodness. Taking advantage
exactly,
of...
Exactly, exactly.
Like...
Raping someone, woman. Yeah.
You like rape. You like rape people.
Exactly, because she can't do anything with her mouth.
No, she's probably not
unconscious,
doing much.
Dickhead.
Yeah. Went to court, and then the court ruled... not rape. And that is because the law is apparently very vague and behind the times.
Mm-hmm.
It said, so this is, what is it, forced, he was originally charged with first degree rape and forcible oral sodomy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just read you the decision. Forcible sodomy cannot occur where victim is so intoxicated as to be completely unconscious at the time of the sexual act of oral copulation. Fuck that. The reasoning is that the statute that talks about what oral sodomy is,
mm-hmm.
does not include... alcohol or drugs.
Incapacitation due to...
alcohol or drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, for example, in... Kansas, for example, when it talks about oral rape, specifically in the law about forcible sodomy, it says... When the victim is incapable of giving consent because of the effect of alcoholic liquor, narcotic, drug, or other substance.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's just the difference between how specific the law has to be.
Mm-hmm.
But also... fuck all of that nonsense. Mm-hmm. Like, just because a law doesn't specifically mention alcohol or drugs doesn't mean it's okay.
Your job as a judge is to interpret the law.
Yeah.
It's not like everything is, like, set point.
Exactly. And they all chose...
Like, you have to recognize the nuance in the law.
Yeah, otherwise,
and then
the
your decision
you
then
for?
Becomes precedent. So now that they have done that, now it's, like, actually okay. Because other... lawyers are going to use that ruling as precedent until there's actually something written
apparently
in the law.
Apparently, it's already started happening in other cases. Probably not, like, 50
oh,
cases.
Oh, man, that's why I would never be a lawyer. Could you imagine just using that?
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah. God.
You have to defend the person.
Fuck.
Unless you have enough money to not accept cases, like, mm-hmm. future cases.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a real, real bummer.
Yeah.
But there's been a whole bunch of, like...
feel bad for that
law
girl.
Groups. I also feel bad for her, because that's...
It's like, damn. It was probably hard to admit it in the first place, but then it's like, well, the law will be on my side. Just
no,
kidding.
It
specifically
wasn't on
your
because
side. I was too drunk.
She said she didn't remember anything from leaving the park to waking up in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
At what point would she give consent?
Mm-hmm.
And if they're not defining... Like, how do you define rape? It's any sort of sexual contact
without
consent. And no consent was given.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes so much sense, but people... I don't know. I just guess... The way that we see rape and consent is just not the way that other people see it. Like,
I mean,
oh.
I'm sure that their reasoning was specifically victim blaming the girl. Because there's no doubt about it. She did not give consent. She was unconscious. It's impossible.
Yeah. So
her consent was her drinking too much and being a loose whore, probably.
Yeah,
that was probably,
like,
what they were thinking.
I feel like when I think about stuff like this, it's just like, well, why don't you try it? Like, how would you feel if that happened to you? But mm-hmm. ultimately, it's like, you never want that to happen to somebody else. Like, you don't have to feel somebody else's discomfort and pain in order to, like...
Acknowledge that it shouldn't happen.
It doesn't always have to be empathy. You can just sympathize and be like, that seems like a violation of your body,
mm-hmm.
and that's not right. Mm-hmm. And just because it hasn't happened to me doesn't mean that it doesn't happen and that it's not shitty.
Mm-hmm.
So, fuck all of those jurors. Like, fuck every single one of them.
Yeah.
They all suck. But other... This is apparently... This is being seen as a call to update
mm-hmm.
laws across the country in regards to sexual assault,
mm-hmm.
because other places also have vague-ass loose laws.
Mm-hmm.
Loose laws! And people don't want this to keep happening. So I think
mm-hmm.
the fact that this, unfortunately for this girl, that this happened,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that it is kind of widely publicized,
mm-hmm.
I think draws attention to that, and hopefully that'll spark some sort of legislative change.
A little girl sent him a video. She was 16. He sent her a video, and he got charged.
17-year-old black boy arrested for child porn after 16-year-old white girl gives him nudes, or rather sends him nudes. Gives him. She prints them out.
Prints it out, like, puts a nice little ribbon on it. Oh, here you go, man.
Here are the nudes. So LeVar Allen is a 3-sport athlete. I don't remember what he plays, but he's, like, mad, like, famous in his little hometown. I don't know what the hometown is, but it's in the state of Louisiana. And he goes to Parkway High School. So him and this 16-year-old white girl were, I guess, talking, and she sent him a nude video. And in response, he sent her a nude whatever. Her parents saw it, and they were like, nah, this nigga can't fuck our white daughter, our beautiful, pure white daughter.
Yep. That dirty savage.
And they called the cops. And he's been arrested and charged with, what is it, moving child porn?
Something about child
pornography. Obtaining child porn.
Something that he shouldn't be.
Whatever. So, yeah. So, Sean King wrote about this. I don't know if anyone else wrote about it, but Sean King's whole take on it, if you don't know Sean King, he's like a social justice writer, was that, so, in Louisiana, it is, you will be charged with child porn if you are a 17-year-old receiving photos from a 16-year-old, but if you're a 16-year-old, you won't be charged with child porn if you're receiving something from a 17-year-old. So it's mad weird and vague and doesn't take into the fact it's consensual, first of all, and it doesn't take into the fact that kids just do stuff like that, like 17, I just feel like it's kids, like a exchanging weird stuff,
demonization of young sexuality.
Exactly. But apparently, because we all know this happens all the time, it really isn't enforced that much, the law. But for some weird reason...
For some black reason.
Yeah, this kid has been arrested. And it's, like, gonna be, like, $4,000 for his mom to just defend him.
His mom, single mom of three, I believe.
Yeah.
Single mom of three. She's not a three-year-old.
Single mom is three. I don't know how much time he would spend in jail if convicted.
It's just a waste
It's all fucked.
It gets on... Like, if that gets on his record...
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense to, like, if you think about it, doesn't make sense to ruin this kid's life for something that was clearly...
Exactly.
Consensual. And
exactly.
That isn't, it's a rule that isn't often enforced.
Exactly.
This kid's doing mad well.
He's doing real well.
Three sport athlete. Apparently he had never gotten in trouble ever before. Mm-hmm. And this isn't even troubling. He was
exploring his sexuality. No, he didn't do anything wrong.
She sent those pictures to him.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wonder,
and that's
like,
what he's not even getting arrested for sending
for
his
receiving
picture to
them.
Her. Yeah, exactly. He's
can
getting arrested,
like,
for receiving
them.
Them.
Like, I wonder, like, what do you do? If a 16-year-old sent you something, can you just delete it immediately and be like,
I guess.
It's dumb. It's so stupid.
Yeah, it is.
The law itself is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Kids have sexuality. Age of consent is mad fluid. Mm-hmm. And it's all.
But also 17. Like, I would,
it's so close.
I would say take that ass to jail if it was like a 10-year-old or something like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
16 and 17. It's like, we gotta look at these laws a little
17?
More nuanced.
Was she turning 17 in
right,
a month?
They're in the same school.
Next
they
week?
Might even be in the same exactly. You're right. That's so weird.
Like, she was 17
weird, I mean
at the time.
Terrible and racist.
11:59, the day before her birthday.
Take him to jail.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate.
Bring him in. Yeah, and this hopefully. Is, like, in the Deep South.
Yeah.
Like, not the New Orleans part of Louisiana. The bad part. The parts nobody cares about. Not Baton Rouge.
The place
everywhere
that
else.
I don't know much about Louisiana, so. Yeah.
I just like my jersey tucked up, because I don't like how long the jerseys are. I don't like people be able to grab on me. Some people like it, some people don't like it. And I liked a little midriff show.
The NFL draft is a thing that happens. And this, it's all
real
the context
nice, man.
You need.
Real nice.
Ezekiel Elliott. He is 20, I believe. Ohio State linebacker. Was drafted to the Cowboys, a football team.
Yeah, man, you got it. You got the details.
And he's 6 feet tall, 225 pounds. His arms are 31 inches and 1/4 inch. And then his hands are 10 inches and 1/4. Mm. It's just crazy you can get all these stats on people.
Yeah,
because
like, they're breeded like fucking horses
like,
and shit.
Yeah, it
but,
was crazy.
He does sound like a good hunk of man.
But basically...
With some big ass
and
hands.
he is a beautiful
like
hunk
pants.
Of man
like
who
football
likes
players.
To wear crop tops. He yeah, strolled
I
up
love
on
crop tops.
The... NFL draft run, not run my sorry, red carpet. What am I talking about, you ask? And he had like beautiful like suit looking thing.
Mm-hmm. And he suit. Just like opens up the jacket
opens
of the
up,
suit.
And he's
there's a crop,
a crop
top,
top
under there.
Which is so cute to me, especially since on Twitter his handle is he's like the hero in a half shirt.
I like that.
This
I like
part
that.
Of his fucking identity.
I like everything that he stands for. Did not like it fashionably. I don't think
I
the
didn't.
Crop top went with the suit.
I don't think so either.
But I like him as a person.
And I like to see that.
I skin. Like the fact that he made a statement, because now it's like, damn, even if I don't do well in the NFL or if I fuck up something, I got that advertising money.
Exactly.
Because he's becoming a personality.
Yeah, exactly.
Very smart.
Good move, man.
Yeah.
Apparently, even in... college football. Mm-hmm. He also wore crop top. Or there are apparently these jerseys that are like cropped jerseys mm-hmm. that guys could wear. But mm-hmm. then like the NCAA, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, ban crop top jerseys.
Stupid. They don't want to see us live.
In theory, if they say it's for like playing reasons, like, you know, it's an advantage because you can't pull a player mm-hmm. or whatever, then it goes. But he's been fighting for this.
Yeah.
He thought it was silly.
He's the hero for the half.
He literally said, what did he say? I like a little midriff showing.
I love
Mad
that.
Cute.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig this guy.
I do too.
I believe he had a fade too, so he's all my type.
Yeah. Midriff fade.
Large hands, football.
Long arms. So that's, it's just fun to see people playing with masculinity.
Yeah, me too. Nobody. It's always mad cute
yeah.
to me.
I also, in terms of shirts on men, I like the shirts that, like, it's like the long
shirts
cuts.
Shirts on men.
While we're on the subject, I like the long slits, like, down the sides of the body.
Yeah, yeah,
like, that
yeah.
lacrosse play. It's like the lacrosse shirts.
Yeah.
So hot.
Yeah, when you got some good obliques going on.
Ugh.
Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. yeah.
Or chubby. I like chubby guys, too.
Sorry.
I just like, but also, those are good obliques. I just like it. I just like to see the male body mm-hmm. moving
yes.
or being still. And that is how I like we shall men. Conclude.
Said the queer black feminist.
Yeah, right. Said the bisexual. I like women sitting and standing. Thanks, as Nina. Well.
I'm sitting. How do you feel about me?
I too am sitting. More NFL stuff.
Woo!
Detroit Lions linebacker DeAndre Levi?
Levy? Levy?
Levy?
I don't know.
I read. he wrote a really great, like, article or, I guess, like, thought piece in this thing called the Players Tribune, mm-hmm. which I guess is where football players can go to write things.
And which I did not
they'll
know.
They'll be public, mm-hmm. published in honor of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, it was pretty sweet. So in case you don't know him, that's okay. Because his point is that as a male athlete, if he wants to speak out against sexual violence against women, and he does have fans, so he said it's his responsibility to say something. Mm-hmm. And that, the national, like, general silence on topics of, the topic of sexual assault is basically people condoning it. Mm-hmm. And what I love is that he totally goes for masculinity. Oh, because here's the thing. What I like about this. When an athlete says sexual assault is wrong, it's like, important. Because I feel like that's, like, a good culture changer. People who you're looking
yeah.
up to
yeah.
for how to be a man or how to be masculine is saying you respect women, you don't rape, you mm-hmm. don't assault. Mm-hmm. And it was, I think, what I like about it, which, not in any way shitting on the way that, like, feminists explain things mm-hmm. is that I think he, like, the checklist of all the things that I believe and think mostly about sexual assault, mm-hmm. all the information I care about in this article, not confusing, mm-hmm. mad simple.
Not dense. Relatable.
Yeah, extremely relatable.
Yeah, because he's not a writer, you know.
Yeah.
He's a dude.
Yeah, he's just
not
very,
an academic.
He's just very clear. Although academics can also be terrible to read.
That's what I'm saying. He's not an academic.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so he's just straightforward.
Yeah.
Basically was saying that women are told many times how not to get raped, but never in his life has he had a conversation about what consent means. Mm-hmm. And he explains that, like, a lot of guys just don't get what it means. Mm-hmm. He was saying one thing he has a lot of guilt about is, like, in college, I believe, yeah, in college in a locker room, a bunch of his friends were talking about running train on a drunk girl. Oh, and at the time he felt like something was off, but then, like, looking back on it now, he's like, they totally raped a girl and we're talking about it and I didn't do anything. Because I was like, oh, well, that's just how it is. That's mm-hmm. what guys do. So I'm like, I don't know. Check it out if you get the chance. Very mm-hmm. short, quick, easy read. And yeah, men should take more responsibility for. Men should take, don't rape people.
Don't rape people, but also that whole silence is complicity thing is totally
yeah.
true. Even if you're not a rapist, don't shrug it off as that's what some dudes do. I'm not that kind of dude, but, you know, that's what some dudes do. You're
yeah.
like, nah, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, don't try to shut people down because you're not a rapist.
Yeah, exactly.
It's annoying. It's bad annoying people in the world. But this guy is not one of them.
I hate everyone.
Yeah.
Except for DeAndre Levy, of course.
Yeah. And I guess our boyfriends.
Yeah.
And Lucas.
My dad.
My brother.
Our
Now we got to go through and name all the men who were good people.
All right, there's plenty. There's plenty of you good
guys. Check out this article. It's good. It's an event.
Women's boobs, particularly their nipples, are censored in certain social networks, even when showing how to perform breast self-examinations to detect early breast cancer. But we found boobs that aren't censored.
Man boobs for boobs.
Mm-hmm.
So, this Argentinian breast cancer awareness group, Movimiento Ayuda Cancer de Mama.
I'm pretty sure there was an accent mark on that cancer.
Oh,
cancer.
Oh, shit. But it's this dope Argentinian group. So anyway, so basically, some of you may or may not know that female nipples...
They're mad illegal. OD illegal. It's crazy, except for here.
It is OD illegal.
Right?
They're legal here. You can be shirtless here, but you can be arrested for, like, public indecency.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So basically, this cancer awareness group, Movimiento Ayuda Cancer de Mama. Why did I do that? Why did I try again?
Cancer de Mama.
Tackled two problems at once, talking about censorship on social media sites. So basically, they wanted to get out a, touching my boobs right now, guys, a breast cancer, like, self-exam. They wanted to show people, women, how to do basically life-saving self-examinations mm-hmm. for breast cancer. Mm-hmm. But Facebook and Instagram does not allow you to show women's nipples. Mm-hmm. So what they did was they had, since it starts off with a video, a woman just like neck to like pubic bones, unbuttons a shirt,
mm-hmm.
Left titty covered with an Instagram logo, right titty covered with a Facebook mm-hmm. logo. They're like, oh, we want to show you to do this exam, but we can't. So we will use whatever that guy, let's call him Henry for now. Mm-hmm. Henry. And then just this man steps in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
He's shirtless. Mm-hmm. You see his nipples. She sticks her arms under his and she performs the breast exam
mm-hmm.
on his body. And that's like a fucking badass way to go.
Yeah.
Go Argentina, man.
Yeah, I dig it.
I'm so happy about that.
I totes dig it.
So, yeah. So, you can check out the video. It does a good job explaining breast exams.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. And they're really important, you know? Because mm-hmm. if you do notice that something is a little weird, you have a lump of sorts,
mm-hmm.
or weird, like, things happening, like, not the usual. Your boobs aren't normal. You know, they're not what they should be doing.
Yeah.
You can go to your gynecologist, go get it checked out.
Mm-hmm.
And if something is wrong, you could catch cancer early, you know?
Exactly.
And then you have a better chance of surviving it.
Yeah.
So it's just really disturbing and upsetting to me that, like, people are just constantly not putting women's health first. We're sexualizing women to the point of death.
That's so annoying. That reminds me of that Save the Titties bullshit.
Oh, is it,
Like, that's supposed to be saving, sorry, not saving, that's supposed to be a breast cancer awareness, like, motto, I guess, but it's like,
it's
save the woman, not the titties, and you're still sexualizing the titties.
Yeah, because it's when you think titties, it's probably not like your grandmother's breasts. It's definitely like a young girl who body looks a certain way.
And sometimes to save someone from breast cancer, you don't save the titty.
No, you save the person.
You remove it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Totally. No, that's a really good way to look at it. It's not about breasts. It's about the person's overall health.
Because cancer spreads, people. It doesn't just stay in the fucking titties.
And it's just dumb. Yeah.
Like most things.
Like most things. And I think the idea that, like, oh, you know, a woman's body is particularly sexual or mm-hmm. lewd. Mm-hmm. No, you have to acknowledge that just because you're attracted to the female body
mm-hmm.
doesn't mean that that person is walking around like a, I don't even know what I'm trying to say, like a walk around sex thing.
Like a sex object.
You're walking sex.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's because, like, certain societies sexualize women. Like, there are other societies where women are topless along with
all
the men.
All the time.
And they're not just like trying to fuck the women at every point, or just like,
all the time.
Hot breasts, hot boobs.
It's like, relax. Like, take a fucking nap. It's like, even fully clothed women get like, it's like the days I look the ugliest are when, like, guys will be like,
I fucking hate that shit.
It's stupid. Patriarchy sucks.
Totally.
It's like, don't tempt men. But at the same time, it's like, men, we're savages. It doesn't make sense. It's like two opposing views. Like, mm-hmm. don't tempt us. But also, men will be...
We'll get it at any cost.
Exactly. Like, no, calm the fuck down.
I wish guys would realize how stupid these stereotypes are and how much they hurt them as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you don't care.
You're not some greedy, titty-loving animal just, oh my God.
Yeah, you just look disgusting. You just look disgusting. You're scaring people.
You're scaring the children.
You're scaring the kids.
Cut it out.
I guess, That's that.
That's that for fuck that. Yeah.
Now on to
Fuck It!
Today we're talking about Nerdy Talk.
Yeah, the Nerdy Talk. Nerdy Talk. Talk dirty to me.
Y'all
baby.
Might know it as Talk and Smack.
What is that talking about?
I don't know. I don't know slang. I don't know.
I don't know slang
anywhere. Basically saying some dirty things.
Sexual things.
Fuck it. That's how you know. I'm gonna start this off by saying that I don't
what dirty talk is.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. As I was going through this, I was like, why the fuck did you suggest this as a topic?
You don't do it. I don't do it.
You have no anecdotes.
But
there
no
are
stories.
No anecdotes.
But I think where my point of view is useful is that I have the things that make me uncomfortable and awkward about it. I think okay. Other people share.
Okay.
Talking dirty.
Talk dirty to me, baby.
Yeah.
Can we really define the parameters of dirty talk?
I feel like it's like really whatever you're comfortable with.
But
saying.
Not just that. Well, yeah. Okay. So I was talking to Akeem about it, and he was like, you mean like over the phone and through text? And I just thought of dirty talk as when you're having sex. So that was like a difference
so
in
let's
definition.
Talk. So I guess for this episode, we'll be discussing specifically dirty talk during sex.
And then
I do plenty of dirty talking via text.
I don't.
So easy.
I was talking to Kardeem. He said that I don't dirty talk, and I thought that I was doing that.
You don't dirty talk?
So
what do you say exactly?
Just like regular, like, yeah, daddy right there.
That's kind of dirty.
Is it tight enough? Is it wet enough for you?
Are you that?
You want to fuck me like this? Like, how, what am I supposed to be doing for it to be considered
dirty? That's pretty dirty.
And then I was talking to him about.
Say it again in slow motion, a lot clearer. What do you say, Sam?
Whisper it right in my ear. take a seat on my lap, Sam.
Just repeat that, please.
And then I was trying to ask him what the best dirty talk he's ever gotten was. And it was the same girl who I talked about on the blowjobs episode.
Oh.
Like, who the fuck is this bitch? And why is she good at everything? Like, is she gonna lead a class for everyone?
Because
apparently
she will.
She's fucking amazing.
Maybe she will.
maybe she's already doing it.
Damn. Let her know some business.
But he was mad vague. I didn't understand what he meant. He said great sex ad-libs. Actually, he defines dirty talk as the ad-libs of sex, if you will.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I have no idea what dirty talk is. Proceed.
That's what I thought was dirty talk. Like, mm-hmm. That seems dirty.
Yeah.
Gotta clean that.
Maybe you just have to, like, not shut the fuck up. And just, like, be mad dirty.
Maybe.
Like, put in my ass.
But, like, the thing with the dirty talk,
exactly
apparently you just have to do what's comfortable to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be like, yeah, fuck me right there, bitch. Like, you don't...
It doesn't?
Just put your hard, swollen member in my... pussy hole
into my moist cavern.
Lick my tongue, like
lick my
spit
tongue.
Into my mouth. Oh, you like that though?
I do. Oh man.
Have you tried that?
No, I haven't. But has anyone ever like spit on your pussy
no.
while you're? That happened the other day, and I was like, whoa.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was great. It was really good sex. He actually spit, and then it, like, wasn't, like, on the clit or whatever, and he was like, oh no.
I missed.
And I was like, no, do it again.
Do it again. Keep trying.
Keep missing.
Keep missing. Cover me in spit. I love spit. But in real life, I hate spit. That would have disgusted me if I saw him spit at any other time.
But he'll stop that.
Yeah.
That's like most, a lot of dirty talk is like, you don't have these conversations with people usually.
Mm-mm.
Except for when, like, me and Dick I'll Never Have, for new people,
mm-hmm.
Dick I'll Never Have is this, like, Dick I'll literally never have. Because he moved.
And that's all he is. He's a dick.
He moved.
He's a dick.
Tragic.
But we were like, he was, so like, bad. Dirty talking to me on our way to this diner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it started happening,
mm-hmm.
but it was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was so like.
And that was dirty talk.
It was
even
dirty
though the
talk.
Sex was not occurring. That's kind of like foreplay.
We were just walking to a diner.
What were you doing as he was saying that? I know you were drunk at this time.
It was 8 a.m. though at that point, so I was coming out of being drunk.
Okay.
Or was it? It was probably like 6
Isn't that the one that you don't remember where it's like blah, 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 your breast or something like that?
Your breast?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
I didn't.
I think
it's not my memory, goddammit.
I was telling him that I might be into, like BDSM submission or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, oh, like this or like that. Oh, mm-hmm. Like you like your hands tied behind your back. I'm like, yeah, maybe. like this time. Yeah, maybe, possibly. It was just like real.
Bunch it was perhaps.
Yeah, possibly. It was great.
That's funny.
Yeah, fuck that guy. No, anyway.
Yeah,
anyway.
But he's great dirty talk.
Yeah, I am a very silent, like, sexer.
Mm-hmm. John, have you ever said a goddamn thing, Shanika?
Not a goddamn word. I have. What have I said? I feel like I
go
like
for
a
it.
Broken record, but it's fine because mm-hmm. I mean it every time. Mm-hmm. Like a like once this guy, if you know him from for new listeners, this guy named Radio Silence, mm-hmm. never heard from him again. Mm-hmm. He was like, talk to me. I was like, whoo, put me on the spot here.
You said that?
No.
I don't fare well under pressure, dude.
Put me on the spot with your pokey ass dick.
Pointy ass dick.
But I was just like, it's like your dick so feels great, like the way your dick feels inside me.
Yeah, you weren't into it. You didn't feel it.
I didn't feel
what you were saying.
I mean, I meant those things. But he was just like, talk to me. What would you like me to say?
That's weird. I'm sad that he said talk to me. Like, he should have just spoke.
Why don't you just start
like if you like dirty exactly if you like dirty talk just say dirty things.
And it was awkward because like
talk to me.
I only said a little bit, then I stopped talking for the rest of the time. And I felt like I'd failed.
You became radio silence.
I was radio silence at that point.
Yeah.
So that's what else I say. I love you, DeJohn. Obviously. You're so sexy. Obviously.
I don't think I ever say that. I fuck only ugly niggas.
It's like with big dicks. This is your life.
The only requirement.
Must be an ugly nigga with a big dick. That's what gets me going. So I love you. You're sexy. Right there. That feels so good.
Yeah.
And then...
You guys could see the concern on Shanika's face.
I just don't say much.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'd like that to change.
So maybe after this episode. Guys, send us tips.
So this article, here's some benefits of dirty talking.
Mm-hmm.
One, it could help you feel more turned on. The example
that's
they gave
totally
is, like,
true.
Imagine eating ice cream, and then as you're eating ice cream, saying, this is the best ice cream in the fucking world.
Tricks your brain
into
believing.
Ice cream better.
Yeah.
So improves your communication with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps you present in the moment. Because sometimes I'll be having sex, and I'm like, oof, got that deadline. I'm not always the most...
What time does catfish come on?
Oh, no. And it's nobody's fault. I'm just like, I can't turn off my, like, organizational...
I'm bored of you.
Then there's, connects you to your sense of pleasure.
That's totally true.
Keep shit lively.
That's totally true, too.
I wrote that down as a bullet point. Let others know what you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then relieves performance anxiety for the person who you're having sex with or people, because they know what you like. For example,
that you're doing it well.
Yeah.
Or that they're doing it well, rather.
Yeah, exactly. There's this one blowjob I walked away from, one, because his dick was really long. My jaw was getting tired, and he was very quiet.
I believe you say this story on every single episode.
Because
of this.
I regret it so much.
Was he making sounds?
I was also very drunk, but...
Can you not hear when you're drunk?
Been like, ouch, you're biting me. You're biting me.
Get the fuck off.
And maybe that's what prompted me to walk out of the bathroom. Blowjob unfinished.
Imagine like a mission in a video game. Mission failed.
Oh, man.
Then you're back to the beginning of the level.
And then there was... So that's in terms of benefits of dirty talk.
Mm-hmm.
And this one sexologist who... Mm-hmm. I want to be a sexologist.
You never will be.
No, I won't.
You got to go to college right now. That's never going to happen.
Otherwise, no one will ever take me seriously. some of the tips here is like, if you're not into dirty talk, but some of you guys probably are, in the comments, can you say dirty things right now? The dirtiest things you can think of.
Say the filthiest things.
The filthiest things that you've ever said.
I don't think it has to be filthy, though. I think it just has to be like...
It's on your personal scale of filthy or sexy or hot.
Yeah, but it's, you know, like, what's sexy and hot to you.
Exactly.
Like, I think tone of voice and, like, facial expressions and stuff like that really matter.
Facial expressions.
Yeah.
I like doing those.
I like to make my face in certain ways, if you know what I mean.
I like to express myself. So some concerns that people generally have that I have,
mm-hmm.
is, one, you just feel like a... inauthentic. You feel like you're just trying to recreate porn. Two, what if you say something that offends your partner that they don't like? And then I think the third thing is like, what the fuck do I say? So those are like the main, and those are all three concerns I have, except offending John.
Yeah, I was going to be like, what are you going to, how are you going to offend your partner?
How do I offend this white man?
It's, yeah, it's I think fine. That the offense commonly happens when it's like, yeah, give me your big nigger dick and things like that. Like, yeah. Interracially.
Yeah.
But like where it's like the oppressor race talking to the oppressed race. Unless or when it's like men talking to women where it's like, slut.
In which
maybe
case,
I didn't want to be called a slut.
To prevent
but some
that,
people do.
You ask beforehand.
Exactly.
And you talk, like, hey, what do you like? What don't you like? What's
that's
okay?
Kind of an awkward moment, though, where it's like, so can I talk about your big nigger dick? Or
how do you,
should we just forget this moment ever happened?
How do you feel about racial slurs? Yeah. Nigger? You just get
so he's like, I love racial slurs.
I love them in sex.
They get me going.
Please. Because, it was like a friend of ours was just, we were talking about like, yeah, but when people say big black dick, it gets problematic. And he was like, it's never been problematic for me. Love it.
Can I talk about my concerns?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, sometimes when I'm getting head, I'll be like, ooh, I love the way you, like, make me come or whatever. Or I love the way you eat me out. Or I love the way you eat my pussy. What if he can't hear me? Because, like, I feel like my sex voice is faint and whispery. But, yeah, also he's down there, you know?
Oh.
My thighs are on his ears, like earmuffs. Like glasses.
Ear plugging him.
And then no one ever says anything after that. So I don't think they can hear me.
Oh, so you gotta be a little louder. Just gotta be a little louder.
I love the way you make me come.
Yeah.
I love the way you eat my pussy.
Right there.
Right there.
And
right
then he looks up, looks there. Behind. Where? What's this going on?
He like ducks.
Mad concern.
What's happening? As I've done several times this episode already, I clear my throat a whole lot in life. And it's weird when it's quiet and sexy and you just have to be like... Like, if someone's like, whose is it? You can't be like, yours.
Because then you sound so shady. Who do you love? Who you?
You. Exactly. But then if you don't clear your throat, there's already like a frog in your voice, so it's going to be like, yours.
Like you're joking.
That's not good either.
I'm like, little awkward things that happen during sex. Like, if I have to scratch, but like, if like full on penetration is happening, I have to scratch my nose, yeah. I just won't do it.
No.
I'll be like, I'll wait. It's too awkward. Or I'll wait till like, there is like John's eyes closed, and I'm like,
yeah, right? I hate when my nose runs during sex. That's really annoying.
Yeah. It's just like, I feel like it's ruining the mood, but I'm like, but the faster I scratch my nose,
the faster it'll
the faster
be over.
I can get back to being in the zone.
Exactly. Oh, man. Yeah. Another thing that bothers me is I don't like saying anybody's name when I'm having sex. So if he's like, say my name, which never really happens.
Then you say.
But if it does happen, it's like, just break out into Destiny's Child and it's all good. But yeah, I just always hope that. Whoever doesn't say that, because I don't want to do it.
Like, no. And I'm just like, why not? And then mood ruined.
Exactly.
You know?
So you just gotta force it.
I just think the wrong name. I may have said the wrong name once when I was very drunk and having sex, but it also may not have happened.
To John. Whose name did you say? Dick Old Never Had. Caramel dick?
Maybe.
Oh, boy.
But I don't know, though.
Well, damn, that might have sucked. Oh, the best things that have ever been said to you. And the best things you've ever said.
Well, I guess I don't think anything I've ever said has been great. It hasn't been particularly life-changing, you know?
I'm sorry. Me neither. I mean, apparently, Kardeem thinks I don't say anything at all.
But on my although scale, he said you're that like the dirty talk queen.
Nah, it's definitely not that. Because I don't want to say his name.
Just avoiding it. Father.
Oh my God.
Father dearest.
I don't have like a weird, is it Oedipus? No, Oedipus is your mom. What's the other one?
Dadipus.
Yeah, I don't have a weird Dadipus. I don't have a weird Electra complex. I like to say it. Yeah, but he said I would be good at it and gave me a bunch of reasons why. Like, that's nice.
Apparently, right, I don't faith do in
it.
You.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. According to Akeem, is it wet enough? Is it tight enough? Are the best things I've ever said. Like, what the fuck, man?
Interesting.
That's just so lame.
He liked
it's
it,
whack
though.
As fuck.
He liked it.
I'm glad that he did,
that's
but whatever.
What he liked. I'm trying to think. What have I said?
Oh, one time I was like, I don't remember, but I was fucking this kid high. And I was getting bored, you know? His dick wasn't that big for me or whatever. Mm. It didn't really feel like anything.
He wasn't ugly enough for you. It just wasn't enough for you.
He wasn't hideous enough. I wanted it to end, but I didn't want to be like... I feel like with my boyfriends, I'm like, okay, can you stop, please? Because I'm more comfortable with him, but with other people, I don't want to be like, all right.
Well, I'm good. It's been great.
Let's back it up. So I was like, let me just say the dirtiest shit. I have written down something, something, this fat ass, something, hey. Something, wet and juicy. Oh. But yeah, I was too high to remember. But he came after that, so mission accomplished. Sometimes you got to employ it as
you're
a trick.
You're totally a dirty talker. Have you ready to do things that people have said to you that you like?
Sure. These are all so... Akeem said one time, he was just fucking me. He was like, I could fuck you for the rest of my life.
It's very
and
sweet.
I just thought, yeah.
It's romantic.
It was romantic and it turned me the fuck on. And I just like kept thinking about it after that for like weeks. I still think about it sometimes. It's very hot.
I mean, it's on the podcast, you know?
Now it's here. One time, me and Cardi were getting a little freaky naughty in his garage.
It's the garage is where the emphasis should have been.
And we were, like, both sitting in seats, and we both were, like, it was like we were, like, sitting on top of each other and being like, okay, no. And we would, like, sit back down or whatever, so it was, like, a lot of that happening. Mm-hmm. And then I had sat back down in my seat, and I was, like, getting up. Or, like, leaning forward towards him or whatever. And he looked at me and he was like, I fucking love you. You know that? And he just had this, like, crazy look in his eyes. Like, he couldn't even believe what he was saying. And I was like, oh, my God. Let me bust a nut right now. And then there was another time where my heart is beating a little fast. We were on his bed and I was wearing his old football jersey, hey. Which is already cute as fuck and sexy as fuck. And like my leg was up in the air. He was like kissing me and stuff like that. He was like, you're perfect. You know that, right? You know? And I was like, oh my God, put your penis in.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So that's the type of shit that turns me on.
The romantic.
Not you dumb cum slut. I don't really mind that either.
Put your cum dumpster mouth on my... dick.
My dick.
I guess the best stuff that's ever been said to me. Mm-hmm. John was like something treat you like a queen. I don't remember what it was, but I felt mad cherished.
Yeah.
I was like, thanks. In my mind.
Thanks, man.
I think in reality it was just no words. I was probably using my facial expressions to express my emotions at the time.
What facial else? Expression would that have fostered? A big old smile?
I don't know. It's nice, a nice teddy bear smile.
Aww.
Teddy bear with a crown on.
Mad
and a
cute.
Wet vagina. You're so fucking sexy. I mm-hmm. appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I was riding thick dick.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when it ended, he was like, that was hot. And I was like, thanks.
That was hot, yeah.
And he also called my blowjob the Mona Lisa.
Did he call that while it was happening?
I asked him, like, what do you like? And he's like, you don't do anything to Mona Lisa. It's fine. I was like, oh, I'll just keep doing this then.
Yeah. I'll do this forever.
I'll just continue this.
Mm-hmm. Man, do you think he uses that line on everyone, or?
You know, it's okay.
It seems
does.
Like he, like, thought about that,
it's
you know?
It's fine if he does. He might use it for, like, other, like, non-sex things.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do you like the wine? Mona Lisa.
You don't change anything.
Do you like them
Mona
chicken
Lisa?
Nuggets?
Mona Lisa. It's the fucking Mona Lisa.
What else? Come for me.
Mm-hmm.
Which was fun. Because
mm-hmm.
I was like, I was already coming anyway. So I was mm-hmm. like, hey.
Okay.
Get a little extra drama in
really
there.
That's really the only time.
Get a little extra drama in okay. there. Because I'm not going to come on 40. Command.
Right.
But John was like, it was happening. I'm like, all right.
Okay.
And John said, I love jerking off to you. That was fun. And enjoyed
being... I would
being...
love if someone said that to me.
While he was jerking off to me, and I was there.
That's
we were
beautiful.
Making out. It was great.
Beautiful.
So my vagina was weird. So there were a few options.
He loves jerking off to you.
Yeah.
Yes. So sweet. So sweet.
What a kind boy. John is my boyfriend for the newcomers. And then what else? Oh, and then there's the time. I guess like the. No offense to. I guess the sexiest time was with Caramel Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who knew the show, I blew this guy in a stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was quiet as I usually was, you know? And he was trying to initiate dirty talk, and I was just like, mm-hmm, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm.
But then he said something, and he was like, and he like pulled my hair and made me look at him, and he was like, look at me, say yes, sir.
Ooh.
And it was, oof, got a little heart race going
on.
Yeah,
exactly.
Ah!
Yeah.
So I got to hire a 40-year-old man to, to do the same exact thing. It was so fun. And then, like, I was a little drunk, so, like, my blowjob game wasn't as
it was all over the place.
As nuanced as it could be, you know. I have many tricks up these sleeves, these long-ass sleeves. But I was doing something. Maybe I was just, like, licking up the side of his dick with, like a thin tongue motion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if that makes sense, that description.
I understood that.
Okay.
All right. That's all that matters.
Then he said, like, good girl.
Mm-hmm.
That was also hot.
That is really hot.
It was very hot.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, no.
Calm the fuck down over there.
Calm the hell down. But it was a great time.
Yeah. The worst?
I guess the worst, like, exchange, which was awkward, where I felt awkward,
mm-hmm.
was in the same stare where, like, Shane was like, how long have you wanted this? And I was just like, a really long time.
Yeah. I always, like, for questions like that, like, what the fuck do you want me to say here?
It's like, 3 weeks, 2 days, 7 hours. Like, I don't know. And it was like, and in my mind, I was also thinking, well, I imagine we would just be having, like, sex. I hadn't specifically imagined blowing you,
mm-hmm.
but I couldn't go into all those thoughts at the time.
Yeah,
I wasn't
exactly.
going to be like,
exactly.
Oh, and then also we also with the same person in the cab,
mm-hmm.
and he was like guest fingering me as I was blowing him in this cab, mm-hmm. just an extended blowjob. And
really, the longest really blowjob long that's ever happened.
Blowjob, and then I think he was like, "Yeah, your pussy is so wet and tight," but like in his voice, and it was great. And then there's talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
That is probably the worst that I've ever heard in my entire life. Did you write for a really long time?
Oh. I can imagine that's the worst thing that I would ever say. Like, I'm having a nice time.
Whose is it, baby? In terms of how I view my feminine agency, I don't think it's anyone.
You know, it technically belongs to me. So
about that. So.
Yeah, I can't get too detailed, man.
The worst things that I think I've ever heard, when it's just like, come for me, baby, but like, I'm not gonna come, especially like when I'm not with someone I'm in love with, apparently. I'm not gonna come, but they'll keep saying it. And then it becomes like a 15-20 minute situation of come for me, baby. Don't you realize it's not gonna happen?
Can you spontaneously conjure orgasms?
How about you make me come, nigga? What the fuck?
Right, you work on that. I'm not gonna do that.
This was one time I was riding this kid and he kept saying, yeah, you like that shit? But he had like a mild lisp, a very mild lisp. So I was like, yeah, you like that shit? And it was just weird. It didn't turn me on. And I didn't particularly, like, I kind of liked it, but it wasn't that good for you to be saying it that much.
Not good
for
you to be repeating it. Yeah,
exactly. There was one time where Akeem was having sex with this girl, and she was saying, you like that shit, and it was like a full-on spit lisp, and she was spitting on his face.
Wow.
He didn't enjoy that. So those are my worst.
Oh, okay. There's some tips in terms of if you want to start getting into dirty talk,
mm-hmm.
from this sex ologist,
mm-hmm.
which is one, remember, be authentic, give yourself permission to be you in the bedroom,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, also John and I also have funny conversations, like if like our thing like is the foreplay happens and it's like time to sex, you know, I'm like, it's time to sex it up,
maybe, or that's what your
just,
dirty
like,
talk
let's
is
sex it up,
maybe that's what your dirty talk is,
maybe,
mm-hmm.
I just see, like, I look up from his dick and I'm just a SpongeBob face. Like, that's how I am, I think.
It's time to sex. It's time to sex.
It up. And we'll high five.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all fun.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, it's going to be expected to be a little bit awkward, she says. You can practice dirty talk on yourself.
That's
fun. You masturbate just to see what you're comfortable with.
That's good.
Did I already say that I can't say pussy?
No, we did not say that.
Well, I have a hard time saying pussy.
You're saying it fine. You're not doing that weird shrug thing
that
you do.
I think I've said it like 50 times.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying it on camera before.
Pussy, 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 pussy.
Pussy, 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 pussy,
pussy, pussy, pussy, pussy, pussy.
You can also, like, just get used to talking to your partner about sex, because some people are not good at that. So after you have sex, you can say what you liked, mm-hmm. and that'll like get the
open up the door,
get the conversation for happening.
The fact that we speak about sex,
exactly, and then you can also take cues from your partner if your partner talks.
Yeah,
unless your partner is saying talk to me.
What a dick.
You talk to me, nigga.
Yeah, that's like, what do you want to talk about? That's like that kind of thing.
But I do like moaning, though. Like, when I feel the urge to do so, mm-hmm. I like it.
It's me just, too.
Like, fun and great.
I'm a pretty loud moaner. How about you?
It's because I live with, just if my roommates are home or my mm-hmm. roommate is home and anybody else is home, I'm not going to be loud. Mm-hmm. But it just depends on how intense it gets. It can be loud, or sometimes it's just like the soft, breathy, whimpery things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, no dramatics.
Yeah. You ever screamed?
What do you mean screamed?
I don't know. How would you mean screamed?
Like, ah!
Ah! Like,
my pussy.
That's terrible. Like, I don't know. Like with, like, I guess when screaming, I think of anything that's like, ah! But not really. It's a bad example.
Okay. No, I don't think I've ever done that, because I don't think I use that to express pleasure.
I feel like,
but it's been like really loud moans, like, ah! You know, when it's like,
yeah, that counts. Yeah, I guess that's like,
I didn't want to do it fully. That's why I sounded like a dead rat just now. Sorry, guys.
You sounded like a dead rat.
Is she dying?
It looks like a rat's like last breath as its family is huddled around like the hospital bed with flowers. Someone's quickly trying to like
Ratty
get
died.
That rat Ratty to died. Like.
Oh no! His last words were.
That's so sad.
Yeah. I think it is pretty loud, though. I mean, in terms of moaning, it's not like a scream. I don't know. That's just what I've heard.
Yeah.
You're a loud one. One time a Jamaican said that to me.
Sometimes I, like...
You're a loud one.
I turn myself on.
I hope the neighbors didn't
thinking...
hear.
Sorry. Wait, what was that?
That's what a Jamaican said to me one time.
While sexing.
No, afterwards, after we woke up. You're a loud one. Hope the neighbors didn't hear. Yeah, man, you don't shut up.
Aww, cute. I don't know why.
I don't know.
Just, I don't know why. Just accents. Cute. If it's not my accent, it's cute. Exoticize people. That's what that is. I can like turn myself on by thinking about someone making me moan. Mm-hmm. It can make my heart be like. Mm-hmm. It's like a fluttering heart.
I think when I think about sex, that's immediately what I think about is myself moaning.
Yeah.
You got to put you at the center of your own
exactly.
story.
Exactly. That's how you reclaim the narrative.
Fuck a male gaze. It's all about being
it's all
my
the
pleasure.
Female moan.
Exactly.
The new revolution in cinema. I guess that's it. Fuck me. This is where we talk about our fucking lives.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what the segment
that's
is.
All Sam has.
That's all the segment is. Yeah, I really should I go first? I don't have anything to say. There's like...
So you can go first or last.
My fuck me is I'm going to Barbados.
Hey!
About to fuck this shit up. About to hop on every single dick walking. Which means that I'm going to hang out with my mom the whole time.
You and your mom bonding.
Tan, eat
on,
food,
mom.
Drink my ass off, and that's it. Yeah.
Did not fuck guys.
Yeah.
I guess, onto mm-hmm. my fuck me.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are familiar with, this guy named Dick I'll Never Have. Mm-hmm. So basically, he's this guy I've had a four-year one-sided emotional affair with. Mm-hmm. I guess I feel like that's the apt description. What language am I using? I'm tired. And so basically, he would like I would get drunk. We get drunk and flirt. Mm-hmm. He has a girlfriend, and he's moving to Las Vegas.
Oh,
for
shit.
A long time, maybe a year, maybe two, maybe three, I don't know, forever, fuck mm-hmm. him, forever.
Yeah.
But then, like, he was, like, a weird guy who was kind of mean.
Yeah.
And then I was talking about him to my other friend who knows him very well as well, or knows him enough, and she said something that I was like, oh, interesting. She was like, seems like the way he treats you, it's like a big game, and I was like, wait a second.
Wow.
Maybe it is all, like, a big game.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, thanks for your insights. Like, so the liberating part, what I'm happy with or feel better about. So literally I was on the train home on Friday mm-hmm. thinking I should delete this guy's number. Mm-hmm. That way I just never talked to him again. Mm-hmm. And as I'm about to delete his number, he sends me a text. I haven't spoken to this guy in, like, 3 weeks. He mm-hmm. texts me the moment I'm about to be like, well, goodbye, blocked. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like... Thirsty hoe in me is like, oh, nothing much. Nothing. And he was like, do you want to come drinking with me? I'm like, can't. You know, hanging out with my, I was just being upfront and honest. I was like, I probably bummed John out, so I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. He's like, but I'm moving to Las Vegas for a long time.
So you said I'm hanging out with John. He was like, but I'm moving to Las Vegas.
Yeah. And that's, he was annoying, also trying to like bait me. He was like, me, you at this place, we'll call it a Phoenix, me, you, Phoenix alone, which is also interesting because he does know that I would like to have alone time with him. The fact that he would say Phoenix alone is like, oh, he's trying to manipulate me with the fact that I like him to go say goodbye. Like, it's just really interesting to me because it seemed like he did want to say goodbye to me, but also like, fuck you.
He's being a mad jerk about the way he did it though.
Yeah. So basically, what was that? Oh, and so then I was telling him, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it. It's probably going to upset John. And he like called me like soft and said that like, well, you've been, not domesticated, but like a version of domesticated, like, what is it? I don't know. He was just like, you know, it used to be all about you, because I used to flirt with him a lot, viciously, violently, not violently, but, and it was just like real rude.
I don't even get what he means.
Just like, just the fact that I would not, I guess, not care about John and flirt with him.
But that's never what you were doing.
Exactly. That is never what it was. And then also the fact that three weeks earlier, he said that I was abusing my boyfriend because I was flirting with him so much.
How is that abusing John?
Exactly.
This guy is very him-centric. So not only is
he's very him-centric, and it's just the fact that it's like, I try to flirt with him, he says I'm not being kind to my boyfriend, I decide to tell him I'm not going to hang with you, I'm going to be nice to my boyfriend, and he also insults me, like, there's no way to win. And then I was just like, have a good night, travel safely. And I was going to be like, that's the end. He was like, oh, don't be mad or whatever. I don't remember what he said something else, and I just responded. It's like normal, like very brief, normal conversation. I asked what my favorite song was or whatever, and I just ignored him. And then I was like, I'm watching Lemonade with friends, and I was going to let that be the last of our conversation. But then I was like thinking about it. I was watching Lemonade for the second time, and the second time the day after it came out or whatever. And I was like, if he's going to go away, I felt like I just wanted to be honest because I was really angry and annoyed with him in general. Because I was just trying to not seem upset by what he had said, but I was upset, and he's leaving. So I decided, I guess one thing that I felt really great about was the fact that I told John that I was texting him, because usually if I text Dick I'll never have, I don't tell John about it, because it makes him uncomfortable. But I just let John know, because I was just like being all weird, because I was upset, and he's like, you're all right? I'm like, Dick I'll never have is being a dick.
Yeah,
and that felt like, I felt like 1,000% better. You know, usually I just feel like shitty texting Dick I'll never have when John is around. So I just told him, and I felt like that was just a new layer of like openness in our relationship, just letting him into my whole life, you know.
Yeah.
And then so later in the night, I texted Dick I'll never have, and I was just like, before you go, I just want to say I wish I had never met you.
What a closer.
And I meant it. Yeah. I meant it so hard. Like, I think about the 4 years of, like, crushing on him, not crushing on him, what I gained from any of it. Nothing. Just a bad voice in my head when I go and try to make films or art, you know?
So wow, yeah, you didn't need that at all.
No, and just, like, a pervasive, just, like, backing up and reinforcing my insecurities. And it's just, like, and it's, like in every aspect of our relationship, it was always, like, me trying to impress him, him never being impressed, or me doing something awesome and him not appreciating it, or at least even, I don't know, it's just, like, never. For example, he was like, what's your favorite song? And I was like, it changes frequently. And he's like, he's like, mine is the Arctic Monkeys, bitch, that's a band, number one. But mine is the Arctic Monkeys, fuck? I'm not impressed. And I was just like, nigga, I don't care. Like, what do you mean you're not impressed? Why would you say that to me?
He's a dick.
What the fuck are you talking about?
He's not a fun dick,
You ask me about, no, he's not like a thick, juicy dick. He's just this ghost dick. You know, never have this dick. May see this dick, this dick in mirrors, and you turn around, it's not there. my new album dropping, Dick in Mirrors. So, and I just, like, I feel like I did the right thing, and now that he's actually not in here, this city, this city is mine.
yeah.
You know? And so, like, fuck that. And I started writing some poems about it. Because he just has said some things that seem like he was reciprocating my affection over the course of whatever, like when he said he loved me. Like, why? I was thinking about it. Like, why would you say that to someone who you know has very strong feelings for you? Mm-hmm. Unless, one, you mean it, or two, you don't mean it, and you're doing it to just, like, manipulate a person to see how it plays out. And I doubt that he means it. So the second option is that he's a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's
real fucked up.
Yeah, so I think this will hopefully be the end of any time I ever interact with him.
All right. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Ghost Dick.
Rest in pieces, bitch.
I shall now rename this character. His name is now Phantom Dick.
Phantom Dick.
The Phantom.
Non-existent.
Metal Gear Solid 5. Phantom Dick.
Phantom Dick. Hopefully there'll never be like a return of the Phantom Dick. So there's that. And then I have a rubber band in my anus now. I had a hemorrhoid.
I believe you said that already.
Oh, did I?
I think you said that the week before, right?
Did I? No, it's here now.
It's official.
It's official.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's officially a rubber band in my anus.
Yes.
It is strange, but hopefully.
How does it feel?
You know, it feels fine today, but I also haven't pooped today because it makes me irregular.
So when you do poop.
It feels odd. It feels like there's something in there. Because there is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but once it's done, hopefully, ass eating can resume again.
The ass eating lives again.
And I guess that's it.
Okay. Now on to Fuck You, the segment about your lives, where you give us your stories, your questions, your comments, your concerns.
And today we have Tunday.
Tunday.
And he has written us a beautiful piece of erotica.
A steamy tale.
Hey, Sam and Shika. Listening to your orgasm episode, and I wanted to write in and share two things. The first was when y'all were talking about squirting. I've only been with one woman who squirted. The first time she did it was actually our second time having sex. I was sitting in a chair, and she was riding me pretty hard. I kind of leaned back, so her clit was rubbing against my lower abs while I was fucking her. Yes, I like when that happens. she started to feel warmer than usual, and I could hear her getting squishier. Imagine the sound coming from mixing a bowl of macaroni. Yeah. Why did my voice crack?
Yeah.
As we got up to change positions, so much cum came out. Probably top five sexiest things I've seen in person.
That's hot.
I immediately licked up the residual. Ooh. I found that the combination of vaginal and clitoral stimulation got it for her and did it often.
Good job.
She tasted great, too, so fingers and head worked for her, so she could squirt in my mouth.
Mm.
The second thing was my most surprising orgasm. One time I was eating a girl out while she was over the side of the bed. Mm-hmm. She was positioned on her back and I had my knees on the floor. I was also completely naked. Her reaction was so sensual and she tasted so good that I came from eating her out with no stimulation to my dick. Only time that ever happened. Once again, great show, ladies, and I'll continue listening in.
Tunday. That's fucking beautiful.
That is beautiful. Just to come with no dick stimulation.
That's how hot it was.
Just from eating a girl out.
Mm-hmm. That means you enjoy.
Means it was a good time.
Yeah.
I'm about that.
Yeah.
Am I about that life?
Are you about that life?
Yeah. So I guess please continue to send us your stories.
Yeah, you can send all that stuff to ihupodcast@gmail.com. We totally will. We're also extending this little challenge to you guys. If you want to read something really sexy in your dirtiest dirty talk voice, send it to ihupodcast@gmail.com, and we might make it a little something sexy. And if you don't send it, we won't.
Yeah.
And we'll say
it might just be us talking about mixing a bowl
of
macaroni.
How do I say pussy? Pussy?
Pussy? No, not like that.
Pussy, rocking everywhere. So this has been another great episode of the Inner Ho Uprising. I'm Sam.
I'm Shanika.
We're Slam Pad Productions.
Slam Po.
And you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at Slam_Pow. You can find us on YouTube and Facebook by searching Slam Pad Productions. And that's fucking it. You can find me at SlamRid with two D's on Instagram and Twitter. And you can follow me on Snapchat for my shenanigans at SamAnnerz. It'll all be in the description box below.
I'm Shanika Powell.
Are you?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You can follow me at Shanika Powell on Instagram, Twitter, ShanPowell4, Snapchat. Volcano Vulva.
And we were recently on an episode of the Waysoff Podcast. Yeah. You can find that on SoundCloud by searching Waysoff Podcast. We were on with two really cool girls from New York Girls TV, and you can find them on YouTube by searching New York Girls TV. So yeah, our episode was titled Women and Beyond. So give that a listen when you get a chance. If you listen to this, of course. No, just kidding. Listen to whatever the fuck you want, whenever you want it. Review us on iTunes. That's fucking it. I don't have anything else to say.
Now that's it. Now we're gonna leave you with a little something sexy.
You can't make homes out of human beings.
Find them on YouTube by searching New York Girls TV. So yeah, our episode was titled Women and Beyond. So give that a listen when you get a chance. If you listen to this, of course. No, just kidding. Listen to whatever the fuck you want, whenever you want it. Review us on iTunes. That's fucking it. I don't have anything else to say.
Now that's it. Now we're gonna leave you with a little something sexy.